Hello, friends. My name is Eric Clowart, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. The Stoic Coffee Break is a weekly podcast where I take an aspect of Stoicism and do my best to break it down to its most important points. I talk about how we can apply this in our daily lives. I talk about my successes and my failures, and hope that you can learn something from my experience, all within the space of a coffee break. This week's episode is called Life is Long Enough If You Know How to Use It. Seneca said, "While we wait for life, life passes." Time is the most important and the most in-demand resource that we have in life. Are you spending yours wisely, or do you let it go to waste? Today I want to talk about time and how we can take some steps to be more mindful of how we spend it. It is not that we have a short time to live, but that we waste a lot of it. Life is long enough, and sufficiently generous amount has been given to us for the highest achievements if it were all well invested. But when it is wasted in heedless luxury and spent on no good activity, we are forced at last, by death's final constraint, to realize that it has passed away before we knew it was passing. So it is. We are not given a short life, but we make it short. And we are not ill-supplied, but wasteful of it. Life is long if you know how to use it. Seneca. The most finite resource that each of us has is our time. We can make more money. We can build more buildings. There's all the kinds of things that we can make. But making more time is not something that any of us can do. We only have a finite number of hours in our lives, and we don't even know how many we truly have, which is all the more reason why we should work on spending our time more wisely. Were all the geniuses of history to focus on this single theme, they could never fully express their bafflement at the darkness of the human mind. No person would give up even an inch of their estate, and the slightest dispute with a neighbor can mean hell to pay. Yet we easily let others encroach on our lives. Worse, we often pave the way for those who will take it over. No person hands out their money to passerbys, but to how many do each of us hand out our lives? We're tight-fisted with property and money, yet think too little of wasting time, the one thing about which we should all be the toughest misers. Seneca, on the shortness of life. First, I want to talk about wasting time. What are the time suckers in your life? How much time do you spend on social media? How much time do you spend watching Netflix on a given night? Now, none of these things are bad in and of themselves. I enjoy good movies and music and art because those are the things that I enjoy in this life, that bring pleasure to this life. To me, I see it as part of making a good life. And life doesn't have to be serious and all about work all the time. But we need to be thoughtful about how we spend our time, just as we should be thoughtful about how we spend our money. For example, I limit my time on Facebook since it is such an easy rabbit hole to fall into. In the past, I've found that I could waste hours just by scrolling and trying to stay up on everybody's posts. So I limit myself to about 15 to 20 minutes a day to catch up with friends and see what's happening in their lives. When I was in college, I once saw a talk that was given by Michael Medved. He came and visited us at Westminster. And while I don't see eye to eye with him on a lot of things, he said some things that really struck me and that I thought were really important. He talked about how at this time, the average American watched 28 hours of TV a week. And this was long before Facebook was ever dreamed of, before we had Netflix. But this was back when we just had TV and cable TV. And he talked about the fact that it's not that there wasn't enough quality media, because there was. There's plenty of really good material. It's just that we lose a lot of our lives if we're immersed that much into TV. We miss family connections. We miss out on living our own lives when we live by proxy of just watching someone else's life, real or fictional. I want to talk a little bit about intentionality. And I want you to take a second, and I want you to ask yourself, what do I want to accomplish in my life? Do you know what that is? When you know that, every choice that you make then becomes a simple question. Does this get me closer to the vision of my life? When you have a clear filter of what you want, it really makes it easier to make decisions. Be aware, though, that once you know your purpose, there will be times when you have to pass up on opportunities that seem like they'd be a lot more fun, but ultimately don't help you fulfill the vision of and purpose of your life. But to be sure, it doesn't need to be all about work and achieving your vision. I think part of having a good and happy life is to choose things from time to time that are maybe frivolous or that just enhance your life that have nothing to do with your purpose. Watch films that are just for fun. Read books that are guilty pleasures. Have variety in your life and make sure that you enjoy the pleasures of being human. But what it really comes down to is being clear and deliberate about the things you choose to spend your time on. It comes with making sure that you really think about each yes and each no. Next, I want to talk about the idea of understanding priority in your life. So multitasking is something that we really can't do as humans, and yet we continue to think that we can do more than one thing at a time. But for me, the question is, why? Why do you want to focus on multiple things? I mean, when you're not focused at the task at hand, then you're not deeply immersed in what it is you're doing. You're kind of half-assing it through there and not really living in that moment. You do it less well, you take longer to do it, and you can easily miss out on some of the more subtle aspects of whatever it is that you're doing. I know that for me, for example, when I'm writing or working on music, the more focused I am, the more I enjoy the work, and the better my work is. I'm able to be much more creative, come up with more interesting ideas, and discover concepts that I would have missed if I hadn't been immersed in my work. I often hear the term that you need to set your priorities. But the thing is you can't have priorities. The definition of priority is a fact or condition of coming first in importance or requiring immediate attention. Meaning the concept is singular. At any given time, there can only be one priority. You may have a hierarchy of tasks on your to-do list, but there can only be one priority because that means first. So I want you to think about what is your priority. And this is going to be different for everyone. For some, maybe their family is their priority. For others, it could be their work. Others, it may be dedication to a service or a cause. There's nothing that dictates what your priority should be, and each person needs to decide for themselves what's most important for them. And why is it important to have your priority figured out at any given moment? Because if you aren't clear about what you are trying to focus on at that time, it's very easy to get distracted and to get off track. If you don't have a clear vision of where you want to go, then you're going to end up exactly where you aim, which is nowhere. And the thing is, like I said, it's going to vary for each person. Everyone has different things that are more or less important than others. And we need to understand that what we find important is not going to be the same for others. And that's okay. If everybody had the exact same priority, well, we'd just have a much less interesting world to live in. Understanding what your priority is at any given moment can help guide you in focusing on the things that are most rewarding. Now, one area that I've talked a lot about is understanding our core values. And I want to bring this up today because when you understand your core values, they can really help you choose what your priority is at any given moment. Knowing what is important to you and filtering things through the lens of your core values can help you quickly determine what is worth your time and effort and what you should bump off your to-do list. Now, as you move through different stages of your life, you're going to find that some things that were important to you in your teen years will be far different than those in your 20s and in your 30s and 40s. And each decade, and maybe even each year, is going to be a little bit different. Those things that seemed important to you in your 20s will change dramatically in your 30s. In every stage of your life, you're going to be learning new things. You'll have different responsibilities and different things competing for your time. You'll find that some things that you thought were so important when you were in college just seem ridiculous and trivial when you look back on them years later. As we learn and grow as people, we're always going to be changing. Now, when we don't know what we want to achieve in our lives, we can easily fall into a space of indecision. We can get stuck on trying to find the right path. And often we find ourselves with many interesting choices and we're unsure of which way to go. I mean, I've often struggled with deciding where to focus my time outside of work. And for a long time, I would go back and forth between my different hobbies, choosing to focus on one for a while and then focus on another. And there were often times where I felt really guilty about it. But looking back on how things have evolved in my life over the past few years, I wish that I would have just been more gentle with myself and just enjoyed what I was working on. I was so worried about being successful at what I was doing that I often didn't enjoy it while I was doing it. And I can see now that switching back and forth was actually what I needed because at certain times in my life, I needed different things. I also needed to experiment with my different hobbies and see what worked and what was fulfilling. And I think this is why, for example, taking a year and a half off from working on the podcast was actually really helpful for me. It took the pressure off so that when I returned to it with pleasure. And I returned to it because I missed the process of creating episodes and the personal growth that it helped me with. So if you're in this place of indecision, that's totally okay. What I would suggest is that you just do something. Even if you don't know exactly what you want to do, just do something that seems interesting or fulfilling. You don't have to be successful at it for it to be a good thing in your life. Focusing on being successful at something can take the joy out of whatever it is that you're doing. Not everything has to lead to some accomplishment, and you can always change your mind. Just doing something you truly love for the joy and pleasure of it is part of being human. Any time is a good time for us to look at how we're spending our time in our life. Taking time to be sure that the things that we're spending our time on are moving us forward towards the kind of life we want to have is something we should do on a regular basis. By taking the time to evaluate if the vision that we have lines up with our priority and our core values, we can be much better at choosing the activities that enhance our lives. We can be sure that we use our most precious resource wisely. And that's the end of this week's Stoic Coffee Break. Be good to yourself, be good to others, and thanks for listening.